Greetings. I'm Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Claudia Wilson Randall, who is Executive Director of the Community Development Network of Maryland. And Claudia is here to talk to us about the various things that the network is doing to try to make our communities better and to try to do it within the COVID emergency. So, Claudia, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you so much. I know you are busy. So, first of all, Claudia, could you, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you tell us a little bit about the network?
Sure. So the Community Development Network of Maryland, we're a statewide network, and our mission is to promote, strengthen, and advocate for the community development sector throughout Maryland's urban, rural, and suburban communities. And what we're looking towards is a future where all of Maryland's communities are thriving neighborhoods and communities where people of all incomes have opportunities for themselves and their families. So we have just over 200 members across the state of Maryland. They're all types of organizations, from Druid Heights CDC to Southeast Community Development Corporation to Central Baltimore Partnership, to organizations down in Cambridge like Delmarva Community Services, and organizations in Montgomery County like Montgomery Housing Partnership. So really, it's a diverse mix of organizations, from sophisticated affordable housing developers to smaller neighborhood-based organizations that may not develop housing, that may be community-based organizations. I think in general, what I tell everyone is our constituency is stacked organizations. So generally, our members are organizations that have at least a paid executive director. Mm-hmm. Now, they certainly can be connected to organizations that are all volunteer, but the people that we generally work with most closely are organizations with staff.
And the folks that get things done on the local level.
Yes, and the things that people get done on the local level. We definitely also have Habitat and Ocean City and a variety of types of organizations, but they're definitely organizations with staff. And so the work that we continue to do is really on a variety of levels, and helping people to consumer-related things, protection, tax credits, affordable housing trust funds, but really a variety of type of things that we get involved in. And really, we see our work at the center of advocacy for the housing and community development sector.
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff. Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of stuff. How can someone find out more information about the network?
Well, I would suggest that anybody who's interested in the work, who we are, and what we do, is definitely log on to our website at www.communitydevelopmentmd.org. Mm-hmm. Our website has a lot of information, links. It has our members mapped, as well as just access to information about any number of topics, from affordable housing development to housing counseling to equitable framing in community development. So there's a lot of information that under our knowledge and tools section of our website that may be useful to you. And people are certainly welcome to go to that. In terms of our current activities, we're always sort of facing the General Assembly and advocacy. So throughout the year, we're listening to community concerns, and really trying to listen to what's going on and to find common threads. Often rural and urban organizations may be pitted against each other, but more often than not, the what's needed in rural communities is also needed in urban communities. So
right.
Some of it is about listening and finding those common threads. and working together with the legislature or the local county executive or the mayor. And also there are strategies that we also hope that can be replicated. So maybe in Anne Arundel County, they did something that Baltimore County wants to now do. And so we really look for those areas where strategies can be replicated. We've done a lot of work over the last 5 years on vacant property and tax sale foreclosure. And those, the laws that were passed statewide now, local jurisdictions are implementing some of those strategies to take vacant property and to work with folks facing tax sale or taking people, taking groups out of tax sale, elderly or disabled or houses that are occupied. But now the law allows local jurisdictions to make that choice.
I'm sure our listeners are saying, how can I find out more information?
So, again, I would just suggest that they go to our website at communitydevelopmentmd.org and take a look at the information there. The phone number is 443-756-7819. At the end of the year, I also want to promote, because of COVID, I would say that the Community Development Network of Maryland, interestingly, does not have an office, and we have not had an office for some time. So we are actually used to working remotely.
That's convenient.
Interesting. Yeah, this is an interesting time for us to be in that situation. But one of the things that I do want to talk a little bit about is if people need direct assistance, our partners really have, the thing that we've been most focused on during COVID-19 is getting rental funds from the state government and the federal government and advocating for that.
Yeah.
And eviction prevention more globally throughout the state. And also nonprofit sustainability, helping organizations get the resources they need to stay in business and continue delivering services to our most vulnerable citizens.
Let's talk about which organizations could do some of that stuff. How our listeners can contact them. How about eviction prevention, for example?
Excellent. Encourage your listeners, if you are facing eviction, if anyone has talked to you about being evicted at this time, that you get in touch with the Public Justice Center at 410-625-9409. And I just really can't stress enough how important it is for tenants to have representation if they are faced going to court against the landlord.
I
think that it's so vital and so important that people not think that they can face this alone and not to feel alone. So again, I want to repeat that phone number. It's 410-625-9409, and that's Public Justice Center, and they can connect you with representation. And the other thing that may be appropriate for many of your listeners,
please,
if you are over 65, we have many folks who may be eligible for the homeowner's tax credit, and that deadline was extended to the end of October. But please get in touch with a financial counselor at the Maryland Consumer Rights Coalition. They have a program called SOAR. It's securing, S-O-A-R. It's Securing Older Adult Resources. And their phone number is 443-961-6220. Again, that's Securing Older Adult Resources, and it's 443-961-6220. And if you call there, they can connect you with a financial counselor. You can sit down and see what benefits you may be eligible for as a senior. And we really see those, that homeowner's tax credit and that renter's tax credit as well as resources that can help people stay in their home, living independently.
Right.
And so it's really important that people reach out and get those services.
Amen. Amen.
And again, for CDN, you can always call 443-756-7819. And if you, for any reason, can't find a phone number, don't know who to call, you certainly can call us at CDN and go to our website. I should mention that we also have a, we do have a Facebook page at Community Development Maryland. And we also have a Twitter handle at CDN Maryland, hashtag CDN Maryland spelled out. And I also encourage people to communicate that way because I think it can be helpful sometimes if you don't know where to look for something. And we thought, I mean, you know, what I would say is our members also sometimes get stuck and say, oh, you know, I have a client, they're facing this situation. Claudia, who should I reach out to help us? And so we're helpful in helping people navigate systems and get to the right place.
So in other words, if somebody has a need that is not what you've mentioned about eviction prevention or getting that tax credit, which folks should jump on right away, if they call your 443-756-7819 or go to communitydevelopmentmd.org, they can get referred to an organization that'll get it done.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Good.
You know, that's work that we always will do. And I think that during COVID, that sort of connecting the connectors is really critical to getting people the resources they need. I'm very impressed throughout Baltimore City through the 211 system. We see many people getting connected to food and food resources. So I would also just recommend the 211 system. They've been great. They've been great partners with us over time. As the pandemic continues, we expect that, you know, we will have more resources around foreclosure prevention. We will have all kinds of resources, and we will continue to work with our partners to push those resources out to the general public and to get the information that's needed to people.
Good. The Annapolis session is coming up. I know that a big part of what you folks do is advocating down in Annapolis. What are your priorities for this year, and how can our listeners support that?
Wow. Okay. So we're in a place that we're really we're putting together our advocacy agenda for the next legislative session that will be in January. There's so many unknowns right now with the legislative session, so
Absolutely.
We don't know. We certainly have been, it's been very clear that, right now there are no plans to meet in person. There's a lot of very close quarters, and the legislature does not have the ability to conduct votes remotely, although they can continue to conduct hearings remotely under the current state constitution. But votes, they haven't figured that out. There's been informal discussion about like, could they have session in some place that's bigger? Alternatively, at the University of Maryland, the Naval Academy, some place where people could spread out and be more safe. And
Memorial Stadium?
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be interesting. I think
that boggles the mind.
Yep, and advocates have already heard from the speaker that there will not be any outside events during the session, so no receptions, no breakfasts, no dinners. So that will be very interesting. I think balancing safety at this time with also due process and public hearings is important, and I think the legislature
Absolutely.
Will really have to figure that out, and
Absolutely.
They haven't yet figured that out.
that means that really we should have you on in a little bit to talk about the Annapolis session.
Yes.
We are running out of time, unfortunately. 15 goes really fast. Could you give us that contact information one more time, please?
Sure. communitydevelopmentmd.org.
Unfortunately for Living in Baltimore, though, that's all the time we have today. I want to thank our guest, Claudia Wilson Randall, who's Executive Director of the Community Development Network of Maryland, for being our guest today. Thank you, Claudia.
Oh, thank you so much, Bill.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
Okay. And take care now.
Yeah, you too. And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.